Good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's Debrainwashing Yourself teleseminar. I'm your host, Amy Chappell, Dr. Colella's personal assistant and also the host of Dr. Colella Opinion TV. Tonight's call is something really important, I think, for everybody, just because brainwashing is everywhere, whether you may realize it or not, so you'll be able to learn a lot of where it's coming from, and it's very informative, so I'm really excited about that. Also, tonight's call is sponsored by the IBMS Master Society, so I would like to say thank you for that. And without further ado, I would like to bring on Mr. Peter Wink, Supreme Partner of the IBMS Master Society. Peter, are you there?
I am here. How am I sounding out there?
Perfect as always.
Excellent. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's IBMS Debrainwashing call. And I'm just looking here on the list and seeing how many people are out there. So obviously, this is a very important topic to so many people. And Amy, you brought it up really quick. I just want to mention to everybody before we get started, for all of you out there who are interested, this call is sponsored, as Amy said, by the IBMS Master Society. A lot of you don't know what that is, and that's a new term to a lot of you. So write down a website, www.ibmsmasterssociety.com. It's www.ibmsmasterssociety.com. Go to the website and visit, and you can learn all about what we're doing. We are the premier self-help organization now, and what we do, we basically work with people using IBMS technology, teaching people how to build self-image, how to eliminate stress, how to detoxify the body and use natural cures, goal setting, conquering fear, eliminating limiting beliefs. We talk about sovereignty, current events. We supply all sorts of inside information on different things going on with government conspiracies and things going on with current events. So for everyone out there, I don't want to drag this out tonight, but go to the website and check it out, www.ibmsmasterssociety.com, IBMSMastersSociety.com. Now, I want to get to the point of tonight's call, and for everyone out there, it's a really important topic, and it's really important to take a whole ton of notes tonight. Think about all of the people who've influenced in your life, whether it was the media, the government, family members, friends, colleagues, coworkers, the list goes on and on. Every one of these people is influencing you. They're influencing me, they're influencing Dr. C, they're influencing Amy. But here's the difference. It's what we do with it that counts. For many of you, you have been brainwashed, and Dr. C is going to explain how that works in a minute. But many of you have been brainwashed, and you don't even know it. That's why we're doing tonight's call. We want to make sure to help everybody unravel that brainwashing and undo those negative influences that you've had. And some of you, I know, I'm looking at the names of people on this list, have really been hurt in a number of ways lately through groups you've joined, through your jobs. A lot of you have lost your jobs. A lot of you are in the process of thinking you're losing your job, and you're being influenced by people to do things you don't want to do. So we are going to unravel that tonight and teach you using IBMS technology how to do that. So I want to get right to the meat of tonight, and I want to bring out a man who is my dearest friend, one of the most loyal people anybody can be with, somebody who cares deeply about people, who's passionate about people. And for everyone out there, I want you to know, he just did an event the other night, and he was screaming like a maniac, as you all know how he is on stage. He gets up there and he yells and he's loud and he's kind of crazy. And his voice got hit a little bit, so he's going to do the talk tonight. He's going to do a great job, but he might have a little scratching in his throat. He was having a little trouble talking earlier because he was yelling like a maniac the other night and having a good time with the crowd. So just remember that as you hear him. Without further ado, I want to bring out our friend, our mentor, our advisor, our coach, the best-selling author, The Only Answer to Cancer, The Only Answer to Stress, Anxiety, and Depression, the man himself, the one and only, Dr. Caldwell. Dr. C, out there, buddy.
Hey, my friend. Thank you so much, brother, for this great introduction. It's a very important call tonight because when we watch TV, the second we turn it on, we're going to be brainwashed. People need to understand that there's a reason why you buy certain things that you don't want or don't need. Have you ever bought anything and later you ask yourself, why did I even buy that? Have you ever bought anything and never unpacked it and it's still in the package that it came with months or years ago? Have you ever done something and said, wow, that's really not me, that's really not like me? Then, ladies and gentlemen, you are a victim of brainwashing. Brainwashing is not necessarily something that happens on purpose, and very often it happens on purpose in advertisement, for example, or when you look at cults, like when you go back, if you're as old as I am and remember Bhagwan and all of this cults or Jonestown and all these kind of things, that's a different story. That's a different form of brainwashing. But we all need to understand that there is brainwashing out there that is not that obvious. That just happens by repetition. Our parents can brainwash us by saying, be careful, don't do that. That might get wrong. You might not be able to do this. You're too small. You're too young. You're too old. You're too skinny. You're too fat. Whatever it might be. Brainwashing, ladies and gentlemen, happens on an ongoing basis all the time. We are brainwashed by our parents. We are brainwashed by our grandparents, by our friends. And we are mainly brainwashed at the beginning in kindergarten or school, public school. That's why nobody should ever attend public school. Nobody should allow their children to attend public school. Because the first wave of brainwashing and destruction of your own personality, the first wave of the destruction of your self-confidence, of the true self, happens that early on. And if you see what's going on today in schools, in public schools, with all this brainwashing about you have to obey. I just read an article that there was a test done in the school. Basically, the answer was you have to obey everything the government is telling you. That was the correct answer in the school test. And, of course, this is all brainwashing. You believe that we have a president of the United States of America. We don't. We have a CEO of the U.S. corporation in Washington, D.C., but since nobody talks about it and they reiterate the BS that there is a president of the United States of America, you believe that Obama is the president of the American Republic, which he is not. But it is repetition, and I just tried to explain to you where brainwashing originates and comes from in the early stages. As you know, in all my seminars, I start out with explaining that the Harvard University conducted a study and concluded that everybody up to the age of 18 has heard 184,000 times, no, you cannot do that, that's impossible, everybody else but not you, or things like that. So we are programmed to believe we are a loser. The fire insurance companies make us believe it is very plausible that our house will burn down, which is not really even, the chance is not even the 3% against the 97% that your house will burn down. But of course, an insurance company lives from the fact that they insure houses that are not burning down. So, but they make you feel or think like it's a good probability your house will burn down. The probability is actually really, really good that your house will not burn down. You accept certain, in quotes, facts. You accept that you have to vaccinate your child. It's not true. You don't have to vaccinate your child, and your child can attend every school and every kindergarten and can go and do whatever it wants. And you just simply need to sign the paperwork. You find them at nvic.org, and your child doesn't have to be vaccinated and can attend every school. A vaccination is an assault with a deadly weapon, but they make you believe a vaccination is a good thing. No vaccination on earth has ever been proven safe and effective, not one single time, not one single one. But they make you believe it's a good thing. And repetition is like Adolf Hitler said it. You just need to repeat a lie long enough for people to believe it as a truth or take it as a fact. And that actually is what's happening out there in the mass media. I wondered, like, I have a lot of friends, really, really rich friends. I mean, rich friends. And one of these friends is Melinda Ballard. She is one of the richest females in America. And it's really high up there. She has owns her own bank, and it's really high up in the Democratic Party and so on. And I always wondered that these mega-rich people never let their children watch TV. She bought her 8-year-old son for $50,000 worth of Christmas presents, an entire room full. He unpacked until March or so. And all these people I know that are really, really rich, the Bush family, Anheuser-Busch, you know, Bush Gardens, the beer and so on, I know a couple of their family members really, really well and lived with them in Virginia. And they don't let their children watch TV. And I always thought that is just really weird. And all they do is they buy a VCR or DVD player and pick and choose the videos or movies that their children are allowed to watch. And now I know why. Because everything that comes from the mainstream media is brainwashing for the government, for the people in power, to make you obedient, and now lately, the last 2 years, to teach you learned helplessness. They're showing you, one of the main brainwashers is Alex Jones, who lives only from fear-mongering, and basically tells you then there's really nothing you can do about it. And nothing is more dangerous than learned helplessness. And they let the cops get away with assault and killing people. A cop just shot a 13-year-old child that was playing with a toy gun with 7 bullets. And since nothing happens, they make you believe you are helpless anyway. So you are heading for learned helplessness. And when you finally give up and you understand and you believe, the false belief, of course, there's nothing you can do about it anyway, then you are, from that moment on, just a victim and just a slave. People don't even stand up for the Constitution anymore because the courts continuously basically deny us the rights that the Constitution guarantees to us. And the Constitution doesn't give us rights, it just guarantees certain rights. All rights are born with all rights. They're unalienable rights. And that is what you need to understand. You're born with the rights. Nobody gave it to you. But they act like they gave it to you. They ask you for a license for whatever you can do. You don't need a license. And you don't need anything that has to do with the government, because the government only acts in commerce. And the civil human being, flesh and blood human being, cannot be contracted by a company. A court is a corporation. The police is a corporation. They cannot deal with you. I don't want to really go there. But what I'm trying to explain is that you believe you have to follow authority. You believe they are right. You believe there's nothing you can do. And that's where I'm coming from. And I tell you, of course you can sue a judge. Don't sue the court. Sue the judge as a person, fire criminal charges, committing crimes from the bench. You can do all of this. You can sue the cop that does the wrong thing personally, individually, and then you sue the police chief that allowed this and didn't stop this, and so on. But they make you believe you are helpless and you cannot do that. You can sue everything, and 99% in civil court, you're going to become your right. And when the brainwashing goes on later, that you have to hang on with a relationship that you know it's wrong. I know from my experience with cancer patients that about 70-80% of all cancers are caused by bad relationships and people that are trying to fix it and hang on. But now the Catholic Church or the people out there are telling you, the neighbors and the relatives, you have to hang on for the children, you have to live for your children, you have to make this work, and exactly the opposite is true. here's where we are coming from in the IBMS system. All illness is caused by lack of energy. There's no other cause for illness. So all illness is caused by lack of energy. And the main cause of lack of energy is mental and emotional stress, living in constant worries, doubts, and fears, lack of self-esteem, lack of self-confidence, and lack of self-love, self-respect, self-acceptance. And that will never be fixed. People cover it up. They cover it up with medication, psychotropic drugs, but they cover it up instead of really identifying the root cause. Why do they have no self-esteem? Why don't they love themselves enough? And most of the time, these people are trying to overcompensate and act like they're the biggest macho dudes and the most, the strongest person and the most person with self-confidence and the strongest and whatever. And there's so much absurd behavior coming out of this, and suppression of friendship, suppression of love, suppression of showing who you really are, suppression of emotions, like men don't cry, and stupid statements like that. So when you understand that all this, everything you do, that you don't know why you are doing it, or you regret later, or you feel strange while doing it, or you know it's wrong while you think about it, while you're doing it, or after you did it, that is a result of brainwashing. The IBMS system helps you to identify the root cause. Why don't you love yourself enough? Why don't you respect yourself enough? Why don't you know that you are a champion, and why don't you act like a champion? Why don't you produce the results of a champion? Because I believe, and that my second book that I wrote about 38 years ago was called You Are Born Champion. And you're born to be a champion, if I translate it from German to English. And because I believe everybody is born perfect. And then we get messed up by our environment, really, really young, grandparents, parents, relatives, spouses later, but at the beginning, brothers, sisters, siblings, relatives in any way, shape, or form. Sometimes even strangers. So we will help you to identify where is it coming from that you're not behaving in your capacity of a champion? Why don't you believe in yourself the way you should? Because everything is possible for you. You are a unique, wonderful human being created for greatness and success. So if you don't experience that in your life right now, why? And the answer is, you're not living yourself. You're living a version of yourself that has been manipulated and brainwashed into certain behavioral patterns, emotional patterns, thinking patterns. And because you don't behave congruent with what you feel and know what's right in the inside, you might have even lost the instinct to know what's right or wrong for you and your, for yourself and your individual life. And when you understand that failure is nothing else than the proof that you don't live yourself. You don't live your true talents, your true personality, your true character traits. You have not found your true talents and you're not using them. Because if you would, you would be successful. I had a couple of millions already with the age of 17. I had the most successful hospitals all over Europe that ever been created. I have the highest cancer cure rate, so studies show or come to the conclusion that I have the highest cancer rate in the world. I have been voted the most successful and most result-producing speaker of all times. I could go on and on and on, and you would think, oh, this guy is just so in it with himself. No, I'm talking about real results, provable results. And when companies like IBM or Deutsche Bank say, I'm the most effective teacher of all times, it has a value because they have everybody out there that speaks anywhere on stage, one way or the other, speaking for them. And I'm saying that because I found my calling. I found that I can cure every cancer within weeks, and that I can make everybody a millionaire, I can make everybody successful. I am one of the greatest communicators alive, and that can be easily proven. I have sold 57 million books, 19 best-selling books, and in my videos on YouTube has been watched a cumulative 225 million times. I'm telling you that because this success is natural and comes easy to me because I do what I'm born to do. I do what comes easy for me, what is natural, what is part of my characteristics. And we, all people that surround me are getting more and more into themselves. And all of a sudden you can see from being insecure, from being unhappy, from being not as successful as they should be, they're becoming calmer, stronger, more confident about themselves and what they want in life. And all of a sudden, the success is just the logical consequence of being the champion they are born to be. The IBMS system has been created to identify and eliminate the root cause of every disease, of every failure, of cancer of your wallet, of any mental and emotional challenge you might have, because everything is rooted in us. We cause it all. It's not like God does anything to us to test us or all these absurdities. No. If you have cancer, you caused your cancer. And I know many people will go off now and say, I would never give myself cancer. Yeah. I've seen 66,000 patients and 4.2 million people live in my seminars. I know what I'm talking about. My book, The Only Answer to Cancer, has been sold over 3 million times in 2 years. So I really know what I'm talking about. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, what I want you to do. I want you to be as confident about yourself as I am about myself and what I'm doing. I cured my own mother from hepatitis C, liver cirrhosis, and liver cancer over 43 years ago. I just published a picture of my mom. She looks like 45. She's 78 years old and one of the healthiest people on earth. Everything is possible. But they teach you and brainwash you to believe, no, it's not possible. You need the government. You need food stamps. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't need the government, and the government is unlawful anyway. And you don't need anybody else to organize your life. That's why Peter and myself founded the IBMS Master Society, so that we can educate people, teach people, coach people to find out who they truly are and help them to identify their own talents and what they're really good with and in and how to use it effectively. Everybody will be successful. Everybody will be successful if they find their calling. We have a member in our society, Dr. Tom, who is a chiropractor and unusually successful. I know over 400 chiropractors just as a patient. And so the talking to my friend Dr. Tom and watching him, how successful he is, without even using 100% of his potential, which he's using now, but he was so unusually successful that he didn't even look at how much more success is there for him. But it came easy to him because he's a born healer. He is simply a born therapist, a born helper, and he found his calling to be a healer. And of course he is unusually successful. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is just a very short explanation. I know it sounded a little bit long, but I told you this that you understand where we are coming from. We are not covering up symptoms. We eliminate the root cause, and therefore the symptoms disappear on their own. If it's being broke, if it's being sick, if it's mean you cannot create or keep good relationships, or you feel unhappy with yourself and your own life, all of this has a root cause. And the IBMS system is created to help you to identify this root cause and eliminate it. And Peter and myself, we are there to help you with it. Peter, that was my introduction. Do you have any questions for me?
I do. Let's dial back a little bit. A lot of people are watching television shows. They're dealing with different people who are throwing messaging at them. And I want to ask you flat out, how can somebody tell if somebody is brainwashing them versus giving them valid data that they can use and that's good for them? What is the telltale sign that brainwashing is being done, even if it's subtle?
When they've been told what to do by Pepsi, by Coca-Cola, by this burger. Brainwashing happened when it mainly happens, it always starts out with cult leaders, for example, by saying, do not look at reality. Don't read the facts. Don't watch any shows that unravel the truth. So brainwashing always starts with denying you access to information, telling you you shouldn't do something, you shouldn't read anything or watch something. And when somebody tells you things not to do or things to do, you know you're getting brainwashed. For example, advertisement is soul brainwashing. And now through the flicker and the entire technology of 3D and digital TV, you're going to be brainwashed and hypnotized in about 3 seconds after you turn the TV on. That's why I do not have a 3D TV, because they control you no matter what you do. There's nothing you can do about it, because they go directly in your brain with a flicker. And they make you do whatever they want you to do. But you know that you are brainwashed when you do things that you really regret later, or you think, I really don't want to do this, and you're still doing it. It's like smoking. You have been brainwashed that smoking is something addictive and it's really hard to get rid of and to stop. It's not. With the IBMS system, we helped hundreds of thousands of people to quit smoking in one session. Then people say, oh, once an alcoholic, you're always an alcoholic. It's the dumbest, stupidest lie I have ever heard. Because I come out of the hotel and restaurant business. My parents were 55 years in the hotel and restaurant business. I have seen full-blown alcoholics getting married or doing something, stop to drink, and then come in once in a while with their spouse and have one or two glasses, and they're absolutely fine. So that's another BS. But every time you do something because you think you should do that, or you say a sentence like, that's how it's done, or we did it always this way, and we will do it in the future this way. Every time you react or act with a set of behavior, without thinking about the moment in time you are in, and making your decisions on the spot for that moment in time and that individual situation, that's when you know you're brainwashed.
You know, I find it kind of funny. You know, I have access to you and we talk a lot, and I probably have more IBMS training than anybody just from our interactions. And I understand I'm fortunate and I'm lucky, and for everyone out there listening, you know, if you can get more IBMS training, go for it. It's the most amazing thing, and I know because I'm living it. The thing that I find so cool, Dr. C, is the more that I make decisions for myself, the more I don't get influenced by people who really don't have any credibility to give me any influence. The more I take over a situation, the more I follow my gut instinct, I'm tending to find now it's spilling over into all the other things that I wasn't doing that in. So as I make more decisions business-wise and work with who I want to work with and not work with people that are questionable, or listening to people's BS and then just finally saying, I'm not listening to it anymore, and I'm walking away from it, I tend to find it almost produces new dendrites in other areas of life. Is that normal?
Yes, Peter, and the thing is, if you find yourself, you will also indirectly find out, consciously or subconsciously, that your non-self, the wrong self, of course, produced behavioral patterns, thought patterns, emotional patterns, physical action patterns that are not you. They are not congruent with who you really are. When you made the decision to become self-employed, when you made the decision, I'm never ever work for somebody else in my life again, all of a sudden, as you know, everything changed for you. Everything, not just the business part. You became a stronger, more stable person. I mean, you were strong and stable before, but you became more resting in yourself. You became much more consistent with your decisions. You didn't wait anymore to make a decision because every decision was obvious now since you found your way. And this is what happens when you start to fix yourself in the way of finding yourself. When you, and I don't mean finding yourself in a metaphysical way or in a yoga way and sitting there and wasting time meditating. Nothing is more stupid time waste than meditation. Finding yourself means to find out who you truly are, what really will satisfy you, what really will make you happy, what really gives you the feeling of fulfillment, what really gives you the feeling that you can say, oh, I'm so proud of myself, or to get up in the morning and to say, I love myself, I am somebody. And this is all based on the same root cause, finding the true you. And the moment you make the decision for yourself and you stop making compromises against yourself based on brainwashing or what the neighbors would say or the colleagues or the boss or whatever, that moment, everything in your life, and I mean literally everything in your life, will change. You might create better relationships or you might even get rid of some relationships. And look, since we are working so close together, look at the quality of people you are meeting now. Just the last 2 weeks, you met so many powerful, successful, creative, great, great people. And because like attracts alike, and since you are now yourself, you attract in your life these people, even if some of them were there before, but now they're coming directly into your life.
Absolutely. So with that in mind, and I'm going to use an example here. So I like watching horror movies. I like watching, like, the original TV show that's about vampires. And, you know, I admit, you know, I partake in some entertainment and love movies and all that kind of stuff. But let me ask you, according to you, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying everything influences you and can have a negative or I guess it could have a negative or positive impact. But can somebody watch a movie once or a TV show once that may be a little questionable in content and have it not really brainwash them? Or from your perspective, is it if it's repetitive and you're taking it in a certain way, it'll cause you to act in a certain way? Because, again, I'll watch all the Freddy Krueger movies and he's hacking people up and it's violent and it's bloody and all that, but yet I don't have any inclination towards that kind of behavior that I can see in any sort of way. Where do we cross the danger zone when it comes to that stuff? Or watching Married with Children and Al Bundy or The Simpsons or other shows that show dysfunction. Where is the line that we cross mentally where it gets dangerous?
First of all, it has a couple of answers. First of all, if you associate yourself with the evil, if you associate yourself with the negative action, that's where brainwashing starts. If you just watch it as an observer, it doesn't do anything to you as long as the movie has been made up to the end of 1990. If the movie has been made 2000 and younger, you are manipulated in any way, shape, or form they want you to being manipulated. It doesn't necessarily mean along the storyline, because they can manipulate you to smoke, because lately, just watch all the movies, how many actors are smoking in the movies now, because they want to get that industry going again. So there is a lot of, or they make you buy a certain car, you know, when you watch a movie with an actor you really like and you associate yourself with, and this actor is driving a certain car, you get the tendency to drive that car. And so when James Bond was driving a BMW, the BMW sales went up like crazy. And when he was driving the Aston Martin again, that went up again. So even I bought one. So it is just there is positive and negative brainwashing also because it's influence. Brainwashing is influence. If you associate yourself, when I was in martial arts. I was over 30 years in martial arts, one of the most successful martial artists for 9 years in a row worldwide. And what I did, I watched all these Bruce Lee movies. I watched movies of my dear friend Chuck Norris, world champion in karate. And we all associated with each other through the movies or watching these movies. And I could all of a sudden do certain moves in the ring that I have never trained before just because I was so associated with watching these martial arts movies back then that it became a part of myself. It's a form of brainwashing. It's positive brainwashing. That's why so many athletes watch before they when they train for the Olympics, for example. They watch successful athletes doing something perfectly and associating themselves with that and or that success or that emotional state and so on. But see, if you just watch something because it's like you're watching a football game, it doesn't mean you become a football player or you have the urge to play football if it's not in you. And you might just want to watch it. So that doesn't have anything to do with brainwashing itself. The brainwashing starts to the Flickr technology and the digital TV. Everything is digital now. Will brainwash you, and it's only been created. That's why they made it a law that all TVs have to be digital, because it's completely absurd. Why should they make a law? Why couldn't you choose if you want analog or digital TV? And they made it a law so that they can brainwash everybody, and they can now see you through the computer, through the TV screen. They don't need a camera; they see you through the software and the TV. And the brainwashing part is really the part where you get associated with a negative. So people that were as children already torturing and killing pets like cats and dogs or whatever they could find, these people, of course, if they watch some of these horror movies, they associate themselves with the action and the actor, and they have the urge to repeat it. But it is not really the brainwashing we are talking about. Real brainwashing is showing you in every TV show that the perpetrator basically commits to the crime at the end of the show. On every cop show, CSI or whatever they are all called, when they find the person who did it, they all at the end admit that they did it. They all confess. First of all, a maximum of 50% confess. But second of all, fact is that one of the main judges in America said 93% of all people in jail are only in jail because they talked themselves into jail. So if you would shut up and keep your mouth shut, you have a chance of 97% if you did it or not to not get into jail or not get convicted. But they show you, and here's a brainwashing, Peter. They show you that you can free yourself, you can come clear, and then you feel better. And of course, it's all BS because you go to jail and feel bad for the rest of your life. But this is the brainwashing I'm talking about. They show you it's the right thing to do to confess. And I don't condone criminal behavior. That's not the point. I'm just trying to explain to you what brainwashing really is. So many people think, oh yeah, when they caught me or they had the evidence, I need to come clear because of the repetitive behavioral pattern that they show you on TV. Then the absurdity of equality. They say men and women are equal. That's the worst BS there is. And John Gray, the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, will explain to you scientifically why it's complete BS and why it's absolutely absurd. Men and women are not equal, never should be. It's the absurdest, most dangerous psychological mess up on earth. Because now women behave more masculine and male like their husbands because they made believe, oh yeah, we are equal. No, I will tell you something. A woman, if it's a real woman and not a lesbian, and they can be lesbians as much as they want, I don't really care. Oh, yeah, I care. I kind of like them if they are bisexual. But The thing really is that a woman feels the best if she is a woman, if she is feminine and a real female. And a daughter needs a female as role model, otherwise she will be messed up from the beginning. Here's where the brainwashing from the government starts, and the feministic movement in the 70s destroyed our families. Boys need a role model, a father that is a man, a real man. As you know, I do not respect any of these half-gay wannabe guys that act like macho dudes by yelling at the football or baseball players at the field, and when somebody robs or rapes their own wives, they just sit there and cry. Real men produce enough testosterone, and they wouldn't need Viagra. They need Viagra because they behave like half-gays. They behave like wimps, like whiners and complainers. And they're not real men anymore. Since they're not real men anymore, they don't produce testosterone, they grow boobs and get breast cancer, and their wives have to look somewhere else for the sexual fulfillment. And then they wonder why. Here is where all this brainwashing comes in. Most of all, in America, for example, they teach you that your body or nakedness is something bad. That's how they mess up the American population from the start. They have a bad relationship to their own body and their own nakedness from the get-go. And that's done on purpose, so that you have no self-confidence, you don't love yourself. In Europe, in Germany, for example, when you go into a sauna, you have male, female, young people, children, everybody in one sauna room, and everybody is absolutely naked. You couldn't even get in there with something on. Everybody is naked. So that's how you grow up as a normal civilized person, and you have a good relationship with your own nakedness, with your own body, and you feel good about yourself, and it's natural, because it's natural. But to make you feel bad about your own breasts as a woman, they blur out if they show naked breasts on TV or a buttocks or whatever it might be, to make you think it's something bad. No, you should be proud of your body. Even if you weigh 350 pounds, you should be proud of your body. And that is how you manipulate people in a negative way, and that's how you brainwash them. See, that's the repetition I'm talking about. Acting like idiots when there is nakedness. So all these things are brainwashings to destroy the self-confidence, self-respect, self-acceptance, and self-love of humans. It's done on purpose. Peter?
So maybe some of the worst brainwashing comes from ourselves. Is that correct? Where we tell ourselves we're fat over and over again, or we're too skinny, or we're too dumb, or we're too tall, or too short, or not smart enough. But we say it over and over and over, and probably it came from an outside influence, I would imagine, brainwashing us to think that way. But it almost gets to be like a self-fulfilling prophecy then, because we hear it from someone else, that all of a sudden we repeat it in our heads over and over. Is there an IBMS exercise people can do to unbrainwash themselves so they don't have that repetitive loop playing in their head? For instance, if they say they're fat because they're overweight. I'm just going to use that as an example.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Peter, and this is the absolute truth. We are the only person that listens to everything we say or think all day. And our repetitive negative thoughts, that of course are the result of brainwashing about ourselves or our body, our health, our self-confidence, our capabilities, these constant thoughts that are the effect of brainwashing are there that to condition ourselves. Brainwashing never works forever. Here is the solution and the hope. Brainwashing has to be reiterated. That's why certain groups made sure they meet every 3 months so that they could be rebrainwashed with Scientology techniques, NLP, or hypnotism. So you need to reiterate, you need to always repeat brainwashing, because it's not natural. So therefore it has to be repeated. So the best form is, of course, to tell people something about themselves that they repeat themselves. I'm too fat. I don't have talent. I can't do that. So, and now here is the IBMS solution. Every time you have a negative thought about yourself, you jump wildly up and down. That means you interrupt the present behavioral thought or emotional pattern. You jump up and down and you do weird sounds or whatever you want to do, something absurd to get you out of that state. And then you reiterate the direct opposite. I am somebody. I love myself. I'm a worthy person. I can do whatever I want. And the same way you brainwashed yourself and let yourself being brainwashed in a negative way and for negative thinking patterns, you now do the direct opposite. And here is the good news, Peter. It is hard to brainwash somebody to do something that's not congruent with their personality or their personality traits. But now, if you do something positive for yourself that is congruent with your personality traits and say, I believe in myself, I am somebody, I can do anything I want, it is 10,000 times faster to recondition yourself back to trusting yourself, believing in yourself, and to the right behavioral patterns. If you, for example, have been conditioned to believe you are a smoker, and every time you think about smoking, you say to yourself, I'm not an addicted person. I decided one day to smoke, and now I decide not to smoke anymore. I can stop any time, and I decided to stop now, and I will never smoke again. And I'm proud of myself. If you reiterate that, or if you want to lose some weight, and you tell yourself, okay, I have a couple of pounds too much, I ate too much, was my fault, and I'm correcting this, and I can do this. And every time you overeat, or you have the tendency to overeat, you say to yourself, no, I'm in control of my life. I'm in control of what I eat, and I eat as much until I feel it's healthy for me or good for me, and I'm sticking with the dietary plan that I create. And it sounds very simplistic, Peter, but this is how easy and simple it is. You can re-brainwash yourself and recondition yourself so much faster in the right direction because that's natural. That's why your subconscious mind, your neurology feels comfortable with. You can re-brainwash and recondition yourself so much faster in a positive way. That's why we have the seminars when I teach people how to get in the most powerful self-controlling state on earth and then condition themselves and program themselves any way they want, and most of all, deprogram themselves from anything they want to get rid of. And this is why we do the physical exercises in my seminars. That's why we do the one-on-one seminar exercises that you do with groups in the seminar and so on, because there are certain systems and techniques you should better do with somebody else or with a partner or a couple of partners to reiterate it more intense, and you can help each other, and you can create a cheerleader, a team like we create in my champion seminars, where you tell people what you're going to do, and we have 2-3 people telling you, of course you can do this, I believe in you, that's great, and how are you going to do this, oh yeah, and that is fine. And this is how you de-brainwash somebody in a natural way. We don't need tricks, we don't need manipulation, because we don't want to use manipulation to conquer manipulation, because that's nothing else than the negative manipulation before. I want people to be free. I want people to understand that they are born winners, born champions, and that they can do, achieve, and be anything they want through themselves. This is what the IBMS system is all about, teaching you how to use you. The IBMS system is the user manual for you. And this is individually different, and that's why I help people to find their own way and find out who they truly are and what they truly want in life and how they can get it through their understanding, through their lives. And this, Peter, is extremely, extremely important for people to understand. You are the only one that can brainwash yourself. Let them brainwash you. Let the brainwashing go on. You are the only one that can fix it, repair it, de-brainwash yourself, and we are there to help you. And this is why we have this deep brainwashing seminar on Friday and in the first weekend of December in Panama City in Florida, to show people how easy and fast it can be to rid yourself from all the negative thoughts, from all the negative programming of the past, from the dependency on cults or companies or clubs, whatever it might be. Because if you are in some kind of an organization where you spend money, more money than it's worth, or continuously huge amounts of money, or money that makes you bankrupt or potentially hurts, the loss of that kind of money or amount of money hurts you, you are brainwashed. Because you would not do this if you're not brainwashed. And that's why our club is very simply structured. We charge $89 a month, and that's it. There's no upgrading. There's no buying extra levels to just feel better about yourself, because that's how all these and a lot of multi-level marketing companies work. They manipulate you and brainwash you by giving you a higher level, which means nothing. It's just a piece of paper they print out while they are pulling boogers out of their nose somewhere in a tight room. And then they give you the certificate, oh, you're level one and you're level four and you're whatever, and it doesn't do anything. But you feel like you're somebody. It's like how they make people die for a piece of tin. They send people from the military into a war, and people do stupid stuff to get a medal. And I tell you, everything at risk, risking your life for somebody else's interest or money is stupid. But, you know, for a piece of metal, they kill themselves or lose a leg or both and these kind of things. So, and the absurdest thing is to give them a piece of metal after they are dead.
It's like a college degree. I mean, I understand that some things require training. You know, we certainly don't want a person operating in our brain who doesn't have credentials as a brain surgeon. But again, they may require a certain level of training, but the average college student is really not getting a whole heck of a lot except for a piece of paper that now is costing $40,000 a year. And it's kind of crazy. By the way, for everyone out there, Dr. C, I'm going to give you a chance to rest your voice for a second. And I do have a very important thing I want to close on. And for everyone out there listening, you're going to love this last part because it applies to each and every one of you. But really quick, I wanted to mention to everybody, Dr. C alluded to it, there's going to be a deep brainwashing event that is going to be put on. If you're in the area, if you can make it, we just want to let everyone know, on Friday, December 6th, I think it starts at noon and it goes through most of the afternoon, we're actually going to be holding a deep brainwashing event at the Wyndham Hotel in Panama City, Florida. It's $49 to attend. It's at the beginning of another promotional event we're doing called Your Magnificent Breakthrough in Panama City. We happen to have the room already, and we decided to add an extra event on early on Friday, December 6th. If any of you are interested in attending, just go to drcaldwellevents.com and you can sign up. It's December 6th. I think it starts at noon. And you're going to learn all about brainwashing and debrainwashing, as well as a whole bunch of exercises, physical exercises using IBMS to solve for those things. And it's going to be an incredible event. Panama City is gorgeous. It's a five-star resort. It's only $49. For those of you who can make it over there, who live in Florida, you want to definitely come to this event. And then if you come to that, you can also, for $199, stay for the rest of the weekend. We're having a Friday night event and all day Saturday called Your Magnificent Breakthrough. Again, I know it's short notice for a lot of you, but it's going to be a very worthwhile event. And the beauty about the event, too, is that it gets a lot of people together. It forms a community. A lot of people see each other they haven't seen for years. And I know just the people on this call, I know almost all of you. It's unbelievable I couldn't believe how many people I know tonight. And I want to see everyone get together again and have a lot of fun together and have a little community and work together against deep brainwashing and brainwashing. It's going to be a lot of fun. Dr. C, before I ask you my last question, do you have anything you want to add about that event on that Friday? I know you're putting it on.
Yeah, I mean, it is very important that people understand they are responsible for their own lives. You are responsible for your own outcome in your life, nobody else. Do not believe there's anything for free. There is this positive thinking thing. Dr. Bernie Siegel, one of the greatest cancer doctors in America, stated that all positive thinking cancer patients die. And then I later added, and all positive acting cancer patients I knew survive. But if you just stop there with positive thinking, you will die. We make people understand they have the right and the duty to be successful. They have the duty to be successful for their children and their spouses and for themselves. They have the duty to be healthy and vital and fit and strong for themselves and their loved ones. And this is what they're going to learn, how to create yourself. On the debrainwashing seminar on Friday, I think it's the 6th of December, that is basically an event that we charge, when we did this in my hospitals in the modern therapy centers of Europe, we charge $3,900 per person for this event. And within these 3 to 4 hours, that will change your life dramatically. On Saturday, the all-day seminar, I mean, people that know me know I create champions. And it's not just me talking, it's Peter will teach you lessons, really valuable lessons, things he learned. Amy will talk and tell you about how to really create a healthy lifestyle. We have our dear friend Howard Burke, who is one of the most lovable people on earth. We have Oz Schaefer, our dear friend and colleague, speaking, and we might have a couple of surprise guests. We have Will Pelton, who is, in my opinion, the leading authority in self-protection education in this country. And it's going on and on and on and on. And if you are a member, of course, you know we have our second yearly member meeting on Sunday. And it's going to be phenomenal, because Sunday will be something that you have never seen me doing before. I've never done it in America, so it means I have never done it the last 17 years. We will do specific exercises that you have never heard of. Nobody else knows about it than me, and it will be phenomenal. So the entire weekend is de-brainwashing, and then you program and condition yourself to the champion and to behave as the champion you truly are. And this is why it's so important for people to take charge over their own lives. Please, guys, don't believe there's a magic bullet out there. If you weigh too much, like I am weighing too much at the moment, I have 13 pounds too much because my mom cooked all my most favorite foods when I was in Germany. I gained 13 pounds. I'm too fat. I don't fit into my suits. So I made myself too fat, and I will make myself fit into my suits until we have the event in December. So take charge and responsibility, guys. Don't believe the BS out there that there is some magic pill, there is some positive thinking scheme, there is some magic whatever out there that magically creates the reality you want. No, it doesn't. And there is only one law. There's a law of be yourself and use what you got and live your own personality traits to be truly happy, successful, and healthy. And this is what we're going to teach you and help you with over that weekend.
Yeah, and for everyone out there, it's drcaldwellevents.com, drcaldwellevents.com, doctor with just DR, drcaldwellevents.com. Sign up. It's only $49. Dr. C, I wanted to ask you one last question before we go tonight, and this is applicable to everybody, including the two of us on this call. And for everyone out there, listen very closely. Get ready to take notes. This is maybe the most important moment in your life as far as learning something about yourself. And here goes the question. Dr. C, if I'm one of the listeners and I go to work tomorrow, and somebody's trying to get me to do something I don't want to do, or if I go home to my spouse and they're trying to get me to do something I don't want to do, or somebody's trying to influence me in a way that I don't want to be influenced in, and I can feel it in my heart and soul and in my fiber of my being, at the core of my center, if I feel it's not right for me, from an IBMS perspective, what do I do?
First of all, people need to understand that this compromise against yourself against your own emotional standards, your own personal standards, is the main cause, if not the only cause, for cancer. That means whenever you compromise yourself against yourself or what you feel is right or wrong and do it because somebody pushes you, pressures you, blackmails you, whatever, try to manipulate you in any way, shape, or form to do something you don't want to do, it's like spitting in your own face. If you are a man, it's like cutting your own testicles off. It is something that is the most disgusting and most dangerous element in human existence in the form of self-confidence, self-esteem, self-love, and self-respect. Because if you do something that you feel is wrong, and you still do it, you deny yourself to be yourself. You're compromising yourself, which is the main cause of cancer. But most of all, you give your subconscious mind, your self-image, a picture of a loser, a picture of somebody that is owned and controlled by somebody else or somebody's opinion. This is the end. This is the absolute end of you. This is the end of your life, your health, your success, your relationships. You will hate yourself for that. And now because you hate yourself, you will show self-destructive behavior. The self-destructive behavior will destroy your relationships, your life, your health, your success, and you will die a poor, lonely person. Nothing is worse than doing something against your better knowledge or feelings. My system is called the instinct-based medicine system for a reason. I believe our instincts is God talking to us. Our instincts can never be wrong. Our instincts will always be right. If you act against your instincts, if you believe, if you're a religious person and you believe in God, it's like spitting in God's face. If you don't believe in God, it's like spitting on nature, on natural laws. But most of all, you're spitting in your own face. And you need to go to IBMSMastersSociety.com to get the information about the main event. On DrKozelEvents.com, you find only the deep brainwashing event. On instinct-based medicine, IBMSMastersSociety.com, you find the information about the other events. Or if you want to become a member, you really need to look at this. And if you become a member, you can still attend on Sunday too. And it makes it a whole complete weekend of a lifetime. But what Peter just said is, for me, the most disgusting element in the world. I drop people like hot stones when I see they let themselves being manipulated into doing something that they don't want. They know it's wrong. They know it's false for them, and they are still doing it. I am disgusted by people like that. I hate people like that. And I drop them out of my life faster than they can blink. And if you show these kind of behavioral patterns, you're heading for bankruptcy, you're heading for loneliness, you're heading for cancer. Peter?
Yeah, and for those of you out there who have been a part of other groups, who've been in organizations, who've been in clubs and different things, and I'm not picking anyone out, I've been in personal development since 1990. And I think I would be so much further along, or would have gotten a lot farther quicker, had I had IBMS training. And I'm going to tell everybody why and why I'm backing that up. The bottom line is this. I've been involved in just about every major personal development company. And I always wondered why, when I was in them, I never got any results. I got pumped up. I got a lot of information. I got books in some cases. I got CDs, cassettes back when there were cassettes, and people telling me all sorts of things, but nobody ever really showed me how to get a result. Nobody ever really kicked me in the ass, so to speak, and told me what I really needed to do to turn things around step by step, what it really took to get a result, what it took to change my mindset, what it took to de-brainwash myself, because, you know, I had worked for other people my whole life. I'd always tried to keep people happy. and I was losing myself in the process. And when you get brainwashed, you could feel it. You know, you feel like a shell of a person. You don't feel like who you are. You feel like everything's conditional that you want to do, everything. You know, Dr. C recently and I were talking about a business partner of mine, and he was putting conditions on different things that we were going to do. I was talking to Dr. C about it, and Dr. C basically said, just tell the person to go F themselves, you know. You're going to do it your way, you know. And again, it wasn't, Dr. C wasn't saying to be unreasonable, because my way wasn't unreasonable. It was just this other person was putting themselves in a power position, making everything conditional. And I just finally said to the person, I just got it in my mindset, I'm not letting this person set the conditions. I'm going to do what I want to do, and if this person doesn't want to do business with me, the heck with them. You know, I don't care. I'm going to move on and do something else. And sure enough, the minute I took control of that situation, all of a sudden the other person was begging me to come back and do stuff with them. So what I'm getting at here is this. For those of you who are looking for results and looking for a real, I don't want to use the word therapy too tightly here, because I don't think that's really necessarily what we do. But for somebody who wants to get a result and you want to get that nagging voice out of your head that says you can't do things, and you want to really take control and become the independent thinker that you used to be at one time and in control of yourself, you know, consider joining us in our society. That's all we do, and we train on IBMS almost weekly. It's biweekly for sure, and then we do a lot of in-between teleseminars and different things. Consider joining and being a part of it. Just go to www.IBMSMasterSociety.com and just check out the information. It's a really interesting organization. And if you want results, you really need to do something drastic. And that's just the truth of the matter. If you want to get results, you got to do something drastic. You have to do something completely different than what you're doing now. You can't just sit there and expect things to change. They're not going to change. You have to do it yourself. You can't think your way to success. You know, you start by thinking, and then you have to act, and then you have to adjust based on your actions. And if you're not doing those things, nothing's going to happen for you. And that's what we do in our group. And, you know, look at the training you got tonight. And just a little bit we've talked about for an hour, picture yourself getting immersed in that. Picture yourself hearing this constantly. Picture yourself being a part of other people who are doing the same thing. You know, it's pretty cool to hang around with a few hundred other people that are independent thinkers. Think some of that's going to rub off on you? You bet your bibby it will. You definitely will. So consider joining. Dr. C, thank you so much for doing this. And I know we went into a lot of topics we didn't even expect to. I think what we need to do at some point is do a continuation of this call and start delving deeper into, you know, certain elements of brainwashing. I mean, we can go on and on all night just on government brainwashing. We can go on and on just about the media brainwashing. We can go on and on about spousal brainwashing and what happens in the workplace. And maybe that's some of the stuff we'll do when we're all together in Florida on December 6th. But we really need to help people, and we really need to get this message out there and get people thinking again for themselves. And for everyone out there, again, go to drcaldwellevents.com if you can make it to Florida on December 6th. It's going to be a lot of fun. Dr. C, is there any last thing you want to add tonight?
Yeah, Peter, since we have so many people on this call, and we really did not expect this huge amount of people on that call, why don't you offer to give out your email address and people just write us and ask us to talk about certain subjects that they have interest in?
Yeah, that's a really good idea. So for everyone out there who's interested in this topic, and obviously there's a ton of you, I can see the number of people on this teleseminar right now. If you want, if you're really interested in learning more about a particular type of brainwashing, or you feel you've been brainwashed, or you want to learn how to unravel a certain thing that you know you're brainwashed about, write me a contact at peterwink.com and jot down in a sentence or two what it is you're looking for to change, and give me the topic, give me the situation, and let's take a look at that and see what we can do to help you out. And definitely, though, become a part of our society. And I'm not just trying to throw a sales pitch out. This is I think, the most important personal development group in the world right now. We are growing a foundation that is just out of sight. It's all hardcore people. This is not wishy-washy tire kicker type people. This is the real deal. So, you know, check it out, www.ibmsmasterssociety.com. Check that out. And if you want to come to the event, drcaldwellevents.com. It's only $49. I mean, I can't make it any easier than that. Dr. C, I'll say it again for the second time. Is there any last thing you want to say?
Peter, I think the only thing I need to say and I want to say as always, ladies and gentlemen, you're born for success. You're designed for greatness. You're a born champion. Live your potential. Good night.
Good night, everyone.